Good evening. Saudi Arabia just pulled off the most dramatic foreign policy U-turn in decades. What's really driving this calculated gamble? I'm your host, and this is Global Crossfire. Tonight, we have Dr. Michelle Rodriguez, climate policy expert at the Pacific Institute, joining us from Palo Alto. Dr. Sophie Laurent, director of the Parisian Center for Strategic Studies in Paris. Dr. Farida Hassan, senior analyst at the Silk Road Policy Institute from Tehran. And Dr. Fatima Al-Rashid, Gulf Studies Director in Dubai. Dr. Rodriguez, let's start with you. Saudi Arabia's dramatic policy shift, is this pragmatic adaptation or a dangerous miscalculation?
This is absolutely a miscalculation driven by desperation. Vision 2030 is hemorrhaging money, and the climate transition is threatening their core business model. So MBS is rolling the dice on regional realignment to buy time. But you can't policy shift your way out of a structural crisis. The kingdom is playing catch-up in a game that's already moved beyond fossil fuel geopolitics. This reversal shows weakness, not strength.
Dr. Hassan, she's saying this is desperation masquerading as strategy. Your response from Tehran?
That's a completely Western-centric misreading. This isn't desperation, it's strategic brilliance. Riyadh finally understands that the old alliance structures are crumbling, the U.S. Pivot to Asia, European weakness, changing energy dynamics. Saudi Arabia is positioning itself for a multipolar world. They're building bridges while Washington burns them. This policy shift reflects confidence in their regional leverage, not weakness.
But Dr. Hassan, if this is such brilliant strategy, why did it take an economic crisis to force their hand? Isn't reactive policymaking the opposite of strategic thinking?
Economic pressure creates opportunity, not weakness. The sanctions regime against Russia, China-US tensions, energy market volatility, these created space for Saudi maneuver. Smart powers exploit chaos. The kingdom waited for the right moment when traditional powers were distracted and divided. That's not reactive, that's patient strategic timing.
Dr. Laurent, how does this Saudi pivot look from Paris? Are we seeing the collapse of Western influence in the Gulf?
This is precisely why Europe needs strategic autonomy. We've been warning for years that overdependence on American security guarantees would bite us. Saudi Arabia is hedging because they don't trust Washington's commitment anymore. But let's be clear, this isn't some masterstroke. It's a desperate attempt to play all sides while the regional order fragments. Europe needs direct engagement, not reliance on failing American mediation.
Dr. Al-Rashid, you're closest to Riyadh. What does this look like from inside the Gulf? Is this the new normal for Saudi foreign policy?
Everyone's missing the generational shift here. This isn't your grandfather's Saudi foreign policy. MBS represents a generation that doesn't feel bound by Cold War allegiances. They're building a business model for the 21st century, diversified partnerships, economic pragmatism, regional leadership. The policy shift isn't desperate, it's methodical. Vision 2030 requires this kind of flexibility. Traditional analysis doesn't capture this transformation.
Dr. Rodriguez, Dr. Al-Rashid says this is generational transformation, not crisis management. Are you underestimating MBS's long-term vision?
Vision, this is panic dressed up as strategy. The numbers don't lie, renewable costs are crashing, oil demand will peak this decade. No amount of generational thinking changes physics.
You're applying California assumptions to Gulf realities. Energy transition takes decades, not years. Saudi Arabia has time and capital to adapt if they play their cards right, which they are.
Time? The climate crisis doesn't wait for Saudi Arabia's convenience. This policy shift is rearranging deck chairs while the ship sinks. They're doubling down on fossil fuel geopolitics exactly when the world is moving beyond it.
Rapid fire round. Dr. Hassan, will this policy shift survive if oil prices crash next year?
Absolutely. This isn't just about oil anymore. It's about regional influence, trade routes, and strategic positioning. Economic fundamentals support this shift.
Dr. Laurent, does this force Europe to choose between Washington and Riyadh?
No, it forces Europe to finally develop independent Middle East policy. We can't keep outsourcing our Gulf strategy to America. Strategic autonomy means making our own choices.
Dr. Rodriguez, biggest risk if Saudi Arabia gets this wrong?
Regional chaos. If Vision 2030 fails and this policy shift backfires, we're looking at potential internal instability in a nuclear threshold region. The stakes couldn't be higher.
Final thoughts, Dr. Al-Rashid, 30 seconds, where does this lead?
A more balanced, multipolar Middle East, Saudi Arabia is leading the transition away from Cold War thinking toward pragmatic, interest-based partnerships. Other regional powers will follow.
The end of American hegemony in the Gulf. This policy shift accelerates the multipolar transition. Regional powers are finally acting independently, not as proxies.
A wake-up call for European policymakers. If we don't engage directly with Gulf transformation, we'll be sidelined completely. Strategic autonomy or strategic irrelevance.
A dangerous gamble during a critical transition moment. Climate reality will ultimately determine whether this pays off or accelerates regional instability. Physics beats politics.
The kingdom's calculated risk reshapes Middle Eastern dynamics, but will it pay off? Tomorrow, we examine China's response to new Pacific security arrangements. Thanks to our panel. I'm your host. This has been Global Crossfire.